This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alleviate some of the suffering of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of the shuhada and Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be joined with them and the shuhada of Gaza. Allahumma ameen. Subhanallah, this was the first time that I got to go back to Hajj in 5 years. And I know for some of you, it sounds like, what are you complaining about? What are you whining about? And truly, it was a wake-up call. I think these last few years, for myself in particular, I want to start from that frame that, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal had blessed me to go to Hajj on an annual basis for a very long time as a guide. And so it was almost something I took for granted for an entire decade, that every year I'll get to take people to Hajj and I'll have that opportunity to go. And I recognize that that is a luxury that belongs to 0.0001%. And I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of those years that I had. And then COVID hit, and obviously, you know, kind of itching for that opportunity to go back. And since then, in this new system, looking for this moment to go back. The last time I did Hajj was in the wake of the Christchurch massacre in New Zealand, and we had some of the families of the Shuhada from Christchurch there, and it was an extremely special Hajj where it rained in Arafah, and anyone who went to Hajj in 2019 spoke about sort of the beauty and the power of it, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending. This year, subhanAllah, the whole theme sort of in the background was Gaza and Rafah, and reminding people that you are the delegation, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, you are the waft, the delegation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you come here for Hajj, meaning you are delegates from the Ummah. And there's so much riding on your dua, so much riding on your presence in this blessed place, and so much that is happening in the background. And subhanAllah, as we're going through it, I think many of you have been reading about the heat and how hot it was. And there's something, subhanAllah, to be said about hearing about what 125 degrees feels like and then being in the middle of it. And I can tell you that as young people that were doing Hajj, relatively young, because you have to keep in mind that the majority of the Ummah that comes for Hajj are very old people. Young people, relative to the rest, doing Hajj with all the amenities of, you know, the tents and the AC and the tents and the hotels and, you know, somewhat of a level of reliability and certainty. It was hard for us, very hard for us. And I would look at people that are in their 80s, sometimes even in their 90s, getting through this, and I'm thinking, it's a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people are able to power through this in this weather. Truly, like it's an ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are days in Hajj that you're walking 15 to 20 miles. You know, when you're talking about the manasik of Hajj, especially if you do everything between the 9th and the 10th, if you do tawaf al-ifadah and sa'i on the 10th day, there are days that you actually will walk like 20 miles. Right? And that's something that's very significant for anybody. Imagine the elders as they're going through this process. But you can't stop but thinking about the idea of Yawm al-Qiyamah and that idea of the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a theme that I kept on thinking about. How precious is your shade? How much would you pay to be shaded on that day? Like a working AC and shade on that day, and something to nourish you, is more precious than everything in the entire world. It's all you're thinking about is, how do I get some shade from the sun, and how do I get some coolness? And you think about Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, when the sun is right above us. I think that's a concept that we can't grasp, because it truly is otherworldly. The sun is right above you. And I kept on reflecting on this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ where he said, the shade of the believer is what? What's your shade on the Day of Judgment? What's your shade? The shade of the believer is his sadaqah, it's his charity. That's the premium that you pay for that day. Right? So there are the seven that are shaded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. The seven categories of people. May Allah azza wa jal include us in that category. Allahumma ameen. And then there is the shade of the believer, which is his sadaqah. It's literally, you know, you think about what you pay to go to Hajj and the tents that you get and the accommodations and stuff like that. Your premium, right? The sadaqah that you put forward is your shade on the day of judgment. The shade of the believer, the Prophet ﷺ said, on the day of judgment is the extent of your sadaqah. And think about how much you're going to want that shade on the day of judgment. And here you are now, and you know, just like you have people that save their entire lives to go to Hajj, you save your entire life by giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the true gathering, which is the gathering on the day of gathering, in the place of gathering, on a day when there is no shade except for the shade that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides. And it's significant because you can be investing in that right now. So thinking about that sadaqah, thinking about the categories of righteousness. Nowadays, things are very superficial. What made you an American passport holder or someone that has the ability, the luxury to be included in this group of people that get to be here? What made you belong to a country where even if you pay the highest VIP price, because you belong to this country that's not a Western country, you're going to be this distance away from the Jamarat, right? You're going to be this far away. On the Day of Judgment, the categories are the just ruler, are those who loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those young people who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those people who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in difficult situations, are those people who shed tears in private when no one was watching them, are those people who gave charity with their right hand in such a way that their left hand did not even know, they're the VIPs on that day. And the swaths of poor people that are kind of left out, because I think the reality that kind of dawns upon you when you're there is that the majority of people in Mina actually don't have tents. They're kind of just out there. Those swaths of poor people will be at the front of the gates of Jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned on the Day of Judgment, that the first people to enter into Jannah are the fuqara and the mustada'afin, the weak and the downtrodden of this ummah. So there's a different dimension as you're sort of thinking about everything that's happening in that type of heat and what that represents in these days. And then I'll share with you, subhanAllah, just that idea of Gaza. You know, it was very common this year to, again, just call people's attention when you're in the difficulty that you're in. Think of the people of Gaza. Think of the people of Gaza. Think of the people of Gaza. Our tents in Mina, I'm talking about if you took the worst tents in Mina, any of you have been to Hajj, the worst tents in Mina would be the best tents in Gaza right now, would be the best tents for the Syrian refugees right now. And you could take any refugee camp in the world, and if you were able to implement that structure in any part of the world where you have a plethora of refugee camps, we're not even talking about the drones above you, the airstrikes, the constant moving around, the scarcity of food and drink, none of that. But that tent structure would be the luxury of a refugee camp in the world today. And you kind of reflect on that and you say, Ya Allah, this is ni'mah. This is ni'mah. This in and of itself is a blessing. And it's the perspective that counts. SubhanAllah, you could take two people from Hajj and one who had the most luxurious accommodations in Hajj and someone who had the worst accommodation of Hajj and ask them, how was your Hajj? And you could find someone who had the most difficult circumstances there and say, Alhamdulillah, it was amazing. We got through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a way out. You could take two people in the same tent, same package, same circumstances and ask them about their conditions and they'll have opposite answers. Why? Because it goes back to this. And this goes back to this. Your eyes, your heart. Your eyes, your heart. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you are grateful, I will increase you. I can tell you, subhanAllah, there's one Hajji that was with me. And he said, you know, how crazy is it that so many of these people don't even know what electrolyte drinks are? You know, us Americans, you know, we got our fancy liquid IV and electrolyte and hydration drinks. We got our whole regimens and powders that we're putting in the water. And like, most of these people have no idea what that stuff is. Like, if you just took one ni'mah and you thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, then that in and of itself is enough to completely reframe your perspective of life. And just like you can take for granted the many blessings that are there in Hajj, you can do that in life as well. The small things in this journey that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that being said, the ummah, you know, I can tell you that the beating heart of this ummah is still Gaza. The beating heart of this ummah is Palestine. You know, when you look around and you see the people crying, and you know how many people are making dua for Palestine, how many people are making dua for Gaza, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. Allahumma ameen. There were many people actually from Palestine that were in Hajj this year. Brother Wa'la Dahduh from Gaza was actually in Hajj this year, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, but there's tight protocols around him while he was there. But you can imagine, you know, someone like that who's lost everything, who actually came from Gaza, and who's now walking in Hajj. And I would just thinking to myself, like, imagine if someone walked up to him and started complaining about the accommodations in Hajj. Can you imagine, like, that conversation? How's Hajj? Oh man, the buses are never on time, the hotel rooms are not ready. You know, this is happening and this is happening. Like, can you imagine what he would say back to you? Like, I lost everybody in my family in Gaza. We moved from place to place under bombs and bullets. We never complained about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here you are complaining that your bus is 2 hours late, that you had to walk a little bit extra. That's the reality. That's who we are, right? When we become accustomed, we become entitled. And when we become entitled, we become subjected to our nafs, to our ego. And that becomes our God, whether we pay attention or we don't. But a person who just says, Alhamdulillah, everything Allah provided for me is blessed, is someone who's in a good state with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. And we ask Allah to accept all of the du'as that people made for themselves and all of the du'as that they made for the ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of the du'a for our brothers and sisters in Palestine and all of our du'as here for the community here in VRIC. We ask Allah to accept Sheikh Yasser's Hajj. MashaAllah, who first, I was so happy for him, like truly, truly, truly from the depths of my heart. It was surreal seeing Sheikh Yasser in Hajj, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. You know, I know he longed for it for 2 decades, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept his Hajj and all of the Hajjaj who came and the intentions of those who wanted to go to Hajj but weren't able to go to Hajj. May Allah accept their Hajj as well. And may Allah gather us in that blessed place. And in all of the 3 holy places, may He gather us for an accepted salah. And may He gather us on the Day of Judgment with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen. وبارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. No. I will have some kind of a class on Tuesday between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. I'm not sure if we're going to be restarting the first or we'll do another lecture. So, but Tuesday night, inshallah, I'll have class between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. Most likely restarting the first in the nighttime.